Thought is the pleasure of the mind. Thought is the pleasure of the mind. We think thoughts all the time, and we think the thoughts to be a pleasure. We think the thoughts to be a joy. They are the intellect of the mind. They are the intellect that give us such great pleasure. Thoughts are the pleasure of the intellect. Do we think beautiful thoughts? Do we live beautiful thoughts? Do we dream beautiful thoughts? Do we say all of our thoughts are in divine order? Do we say that all of our thoughts are wonderful and joyous and fantastic and marvelous? Do we realize that every single thought that we have is a pleasure in our mind? Every single thought we have is a pleasure in our mind. So we think a thought of love, and as we think this thought of love, it's a pleasure in our mind. It's a joy. Then we intellectualize on love, and we think, what is love? Love is the feeling of one person for another, and it's a feeling of goodness, a feeling of happiness, a feeling of joy. But love is far more than that. I love the world I live in. I love myself. I love my mind. I love every aspect of my being. I am unconditional love. I love me just the way I am. But I don't say because I am bad or because I am not complete or because I am not wonderful. I say I love myself just the way I am. I love myself the way I am, and now how am I? I am divine. I am a divine creature. I am created out of the allness of the universe, and I am created as a perfect ideal idea. I am created as a perfect ideal idea, and I like it. Oh my, do I like it. It's a pleasure to me to think about how I am created out of the infinite of the universe and how I am so perfect and so wonderful and so fantastic. Yes, there may be illusions that come along in my life to tell me that this is not totally so, but what is that illusion that comes along to tell me that? It's when I have doubt in my mind. It's when I have doubt in my heart. When someone says that there's a problem over there, and I think of the problem, then I do not have the joy in my heart. I do not have the thought as a pleasure in my intellect. But if any time a person comes to me with a doubt, and I immediately look at it and say, oh, but here are some good aspects about that. Here are some good possibilities about that. This is wonderful. Or I say, all is in divine order. And I put it into the infinite cosmos and recognize that it's not something I must make happen or I must work or I must do. It's just I put the thought in my loving, pleasurable aspect of my mind, of my intellect. And as I make it something pleasurable and something wonderful, for instance, a person might say to us, oh, there's unhappiness in that family over there. And then I think to myself, that family, I surround them with my pure white light of love. I see them loving one another. I see them harmonious. I see them joyful. I see that family beautiful and fantastic. Now, I'm the one who's changing my seeing from what the appearance may be to what the reality is, and I'm changing that in my thought. And because I'm changing it in my thought, it is being changed in the experience that those people have. Now, you see, how can that be? Well, it's just a principle. When I think good thoughts about people, about how wonderful they are and how fantastic they are and the good things that are happening in their life, those good things are happening in their life. Beautiful things are happening in their world. If I were to look at an impoverished family and I would say to them, gee, I feel sorry for you. Here's a little bit of money to help you. Gee, I feel sorry for you. Gee, I feel sorry for you. Would I be helping them at all? No. I'd be jumping on them and pushing them down further. But if instead of seeing them as an impoverished family, I see the abundance in their life, I see all of the goodness that they are, I start counting their blessings. Yes, I do. I start counting their blessings. And as I count their blessings are manifest more and more and more and more and more. As I recognize their blessings, I'm putting them into the infinite universal cause, of law of cause and effect, and they're happening. And they're happening wonderfully. And anyone come to me and say, oh, look at the sadness in that family. I say, oh, look at the gladness. Look at the happiness in that family. They are so joyful to be together. They're so joyful to be in one another's company. Where you would like to go to the opera and go out to an expensive restaurant for dinner, they are happy to be at home eating together and in their family circle and saying, we are surrounded by our pure white light of love. We are surrounded by our unconditional love. We are such a joyous family. We have so much to be thankful for. We are alive and we are living and we are doing these things. Count the blessings. Count the blessings. Oh my, oh my. Our thought is the field in which the blessings grow. And as we count them, we are harvesting them and we are bringing them forth into our life. We are bringing them forth into our world. We are bringing them forth into our experiences. We are bringing them forth into all the experiences that are going on anywhere in the world. Where our thoughts do not just stay at home. Our thoughts do not just stay right where we are. Our thoughts are everywhere. Our thoughts are everywhere in the universe, everywhere in the cosmos. Our thoughts express just who and what we are. And our thoughts are wonderful. Our thoughts are fabulous. Our thoughts are glorious. It's up to us if we want to have thoughts that are uplifting and supportive. Because thought is the pleasure of the mind. Thought is the pleasure of the intellect. Thought is the pleasure of who and what we are. And when we can make that thought be a joyful thought, when we can make that thought be something that is so exciting and so wonderful and so blessed for all in the world, then it is done. For when I see anyone else having a blessing in their life, I am having a blessing in my life. When I see someone who is a family, maybe who is not having everything that they want, and I see them surrounded by the unconditional love that I have, that I am, and I see them fulfilled in every way, and I see joy in their hearts, and I see them living in harmonious circumstances and healthy bodies and a beautiful circumstance that gives them food to eat and a place to live. When I see all is in divine order for them, I'm doing that for myself. I cannot be a blessing to anyone else in this world not at the same time be a blessing to myself. No matter where I bless the world, no matter how I look at the world, no matter who I see in the world as being glorious and good and wonderful, that is me. That is me. That is me all the time. That is me under every circumstance. That is me. And how great that is. Because being me, it is saying who and what I am. And it is saying how I am, who and what I am. And it is wonderful indeed, because that's the law. Thought is the law. Thought is the power. Thought is the direction. Thought is the goal. Thought is the beginning and the end. Thought is the pleasure of the mind. Today I let my mind dwell in its pleasure. Today I let my mind dwell in the realization of all that is good. Today I let my mind be the center of peace and harmony, the center of goodness, the center of love, the center of magnificence under all circumstances, because that's all that really matters. Thought is the pleasure of the mind. Thought is the pleasure of the intellect. And I let my mind and my intellect roam in the area of goodness and peace and harmony. And I say all is in divine order. I say all is wonderful. For wherever I look in my world, my unconditional love is the guardian angel of all experience. And how wonderful that is. How absolutely wonderful that is. Join me in having your thoughts be the pleasure of your intellect, having your thoughts be the pleasure of your mind, having your thoughts be the pleasure of all. I love you. I love you. I love you.